Continuing with the last hadith on the chapter of the prohibition of disobeying one's parents and the prohibition of breaking or severing family ties. And Abi Isa al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna Allah ta'ala harrama alaykum uquq al-ummahat wa man'aw wahat wa wa'ad al-banat wa kariha lakum qila wa qal wa kathrat al-su'al wa idha'at al-mal muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Isa Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu anhu narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala has forbidden you from disobedience to mothers. The word that is used here is mothers. Uquq al-ummahat. Ulama explained that although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned mothers, and specifically mothers, it refers to parents, but why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam use the word disobedience to mothers? Because generally you'll find that because the mother is a softer person, the general disobedience to the mother is more than the disobedience to the father, because there's a level of the respect that the child normally would have for the father, and that level of respect is not found when it's there for the mother. You can talk anyhow to the mother, knowing the mother is weak. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to try and impress upon us the importance of the mother and taking care and looking after and obeying the mother, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mentioned here disobedience to mothers, but it means disobedience to parents in a broader sense. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala has forbidden you from is hoarding of your own possession. Man'aw wahat. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Allah ta'ala has forbidden, the literal meaning is man'aw is to hold back, heart is to give. So in other words, to hold back your own possessions and to give. What it means is that in those places where you should be giving, you're not giving. Those places you're holding back, you're supposed to be giving khairat, sadaqah, charity. You're supposed to be giving to the poor, you're supposed to be giving to the family, to the neighbors, those that are in need. You're supposed to be giving man'aw, you're holding back. You're not giving where you're supposed to be giving heart. And those places where you're not supposed to be spending, you're spending. In other words, you're spending on extravagance, on luxuries, on unnecessary overseas trips, you're splashing on parties, on extravagant weddings. All these are known as heart. In other words, you're spending on those things where you're not supposed. So on one side, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala has forbidden you from holding back from the places where you should be spending, and the other is you're spending in those avenues where you're not supposed to be spending. This also you have been forbidden from. Ulama, I say that these two things stem from greed. When a person has got a lot of greed and a lot of love for wealth, then he'll want to hold back, he won't want to spend where he needs to spend, and he'll be more lavish in those areas where he's not supposed to be lavish, when a person has got extreme love for wealth. Anyway, that was the next thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. And the next thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَوَعْدَ الْبَنَاتِ, that a person buries his daughters alive, or burying of daughters alive. وَعْدَ الْبَنَاتِ, this was a common practice in the time of Jahiliyat. What would happen is one of two ways they would bury the daughters alive, or they would murder the children. Is a woman, a pregnant woman about to deliver, a pit will be dug near the place of delivery. And if that child was a girl, immediately taken and thrown into that pit and buried, finished. That's the end of the story. They would be so ashamed that a female offspring was born, and immediately dumped. Or the other way they would do it is that when a girl would reach the age of 6, then she would be taken to either a well that is abandoned, or a pit also would be dug. And she'd be asked to look inside, and when she looks inside, they would just push her into the well, and that was the end of the story. But before they would do that, they would ask her to dress up also, and wear the best clothing, wear the best shoes, as though the girl is going for an outing. She would be so excited, it comes in the kitab, she would be so excited that today my father is taking me somewhere, I'm going out, like a picnic or something, and she dresses up and goes so excited. And in some instances, that the father would also dig the well, dig the hole. If there was no abandoned well, that he would dig the hole, and the incident would come that the daughter also would wipe the father's head and help the father to see how, not knowing what the father is up to, and they would just dump the child, thinking that this was a sign of bahaduri, a sign of bravery, that I could do this, I could just bury my daughter, and people would make shabash, well done that you have buried your daughter. So this was the time of Jahiliyyah. And then we did the other hadith the other day, is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and made effort on these people, then three people are fighting to take care of one girl that is not even their own child. We want to take care of this child that was not even their child. Such a short space of time, Allah ta'ala had given such respect to woman. Yet people say that Islam takes away the rights of woman. Islam doesn't honor the rights of woman. Complete opposite. This was their condition, and so much of respect Islam had now given to woman. So anyway, this is the next part of the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala has forbidden you from burying daughters alive. The next thing is qila wa qal. Qila wa qal means that it is said and he said. It is said and he said. In English we say, it is alleged. It is alleged. In other words, person hasn't confirmed the story. He received a message or somebody told him something. He read something. He's not confirmed. And then he quotes it. So this is what Nabi alayhi salam said. Allah ta'ala is forbidding you from this. That you hear something and you just immediately narrate it. You haven't verified the source. Is it correct? Is not correct? Should I be saying it? Should I not be saying it? Qila wa qal. It is said. It is alleged. I heard it like this, but it's not confirmed, not verified. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has prohibited you from this. You just hear, it's hearsay, and you transmit it. So be very careful, this is something you have been forbidden from. The next thing is, وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَال. Unnecessary asking questions. Person knows he needs to read salah. Unnecessarily now he'll ask more questions that are not necessary with regards to the salah. What's necessary we should ask. But what's not necessary now, a person keeps asking questions. To such an extent that a person will ask, now if I go to the moon, which direction must I face for Kaaba Sharif? Where do I face? And these are questions that shouldn't be asked, because the person, where is he going to go to the moon? And then when he goes to the moon too, he doesn't even know the timing there, but he's just unnecessarily asking questions. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has prohibited you from this. And the last thing, wa idha'at al-mal. Allah Ta'ala has prevented you from wasting money, from just splashing. Doesn't mean you got it now, you must splash it. If you got it, be intelligent, use it wisely. The day will come when your eyes will close, and my eyes will close, all our eyes will close, and then we'll see whatever we spent in those manners and in those avenues that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.